Recipes. This month's recipes come from members of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey. Apple Crumb Cake by Joe Ruffalo. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Joe Ruffalo. Joe Ruffalo is a member of the National Board of Directors and president of the New Jersey affiliate. He reports that he has been cooking almost as long as he's been eating. Here's one of his favorite recipes. Ingredients. 1 box yellow cake mix. Eggs, oil, and water as called for in package directions. 1 can sliced apples, drained. Ingredients for crumb mixture. 2 sticks butter. 1/3 cup granulated sugar. 1/4 cup dark brown sugar, packed. 3 cups flour. 2 teaspoons vanilla extract. 2 to 3 tablespoons ground cinnamon. Method. Prepare cake mix according to package directions. Spread batter in a greased 13 by 9 inch cake pan. Bake at 350 degrees for 20 minutes. Meantime, combine all crumb topping ingredients and thoroughly mix with a pastry blender or 2 knives used scissors fashion. Be sure that crumbs are mixed well. The topping will be dark brown when the cinnamon is completely incorporated. This will take about 10 minutes. After 20 minutes of baking, pull oven rack out and carefully and evenly arrange sliced apples and crumbs on top of cake. Return cake to oven and bake for an additional 20 minutes. Cake is done when toothpick inserted in center comes out clean. Spaghetti Pie by Geraldine Higgins. Geraldine Higgins is first vice president of the NFB of New Jersey, chair of the scholarship committee, and president of the Central Jersey chapter. She loves to cook and bake. Her friends and family always request her baked goods at parties and family functions. Here is one her nieces and nephews especially like. Ingredients. 1 pound spaghetti, uncooked. 1 stick butter. 1 dozen eggs. 1 cup Parmesan cheese. 8 ounces mozzarella cheese, cubed. 1 stick pepperoni, cubed, optional. 1 tablespoon dried parsley. 2 teaspoons dried basil. 1 teaspoon dried oregano. 1/4 teaspoon ground pepper. 1 tablespoon minced onion. 1 tablespoon minced garlic. A box of frozen spinach. Chopped roasted peppers, sliced mushrooms, sun-dried tomatoes, optional. Method. Boil the spaghetti according to package directions while you are preparing the filling. Drain cooked spaghetti and return it to the pot with a stick of butter so that it melts. In a large bowl, mix the dozen beaten eggs, grated and cubed cheeses, spices, and any optional vegetables and meat you have chosen. You can combine the elements of this mixture with a fork or an electric mixer. I have used both methods, but I prefer the electric mixer. Toss the spaghetti and melted butter together to coat the spaghetti. Thoroughly incorporate the egg mixture with the spaghetti. Place the mixture in a greased 13 by 9 inch baking pan. Bake at 350 degrees for 45 to 50 minutes. Insert knife in center to check for doneness. Pie will feel firm to the touch when it is done. Enjoy! Mexican Style Chicken Filled Tortillas by Geraldine Higgins. Ingredients. 4 boneless, skinless chicken breast halves cut into thin, bite-sized strips. 1 cup frozen whole kernel corn, 1 cup chunky style salsa, 1 2 1/4 ounce canned sliced ripe olives, well drained, 8 to 10 inch fat-free flour tortillas. Method. Spray large non-stick skillet with cooking spray. Heat over medium-high heat until hot. Add chicken and cook stirring for 5 to 6 minutes or until meat is no longer pink. Stir in corn, salsa, and olives. Reduce heat to medium and cook 4 to 6 minutes or until mixture is thoroughly heated. Meanwhile, warm tortillas as directed on package label. Spoon 1/4 of chicken mixture onto half of each tortilla. Fold tortillas to seal. If desired, serve with light sour cream and additional salsa. Yield 4 servings. Preparation time is 20 minutes. Salsa is a zesty condiment that rivals ketchup in popularity. To make a fresh salsa for dipping chips or spreading on burgers, mince fresh tomatoes, onion, and cucumber, and season with chopped fresh cilantro, hot pepper sauce, and salt to taste. Pumpkin Cheese Pie by Mary Jo Partica. Mary Jo Partica is president of the Capital Chapter, which serves blind people in the Trenton-Princeton area. She also serves as second vice president of the New Jersey affiliate and as co-chairperson of the New Jersey Association to Promote the Use of Braille. Here is one of her family's favorite desserts. Ingredients. 2 8-ounce packages cream cheese, softened. 1/2 cup sugar. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 2 eggs. 3/4 cup pumpkin. 1 teaspoon cinnamon. 1 9-inch graham cracker pie shell. Method. Mix cream cheese, sugar, and vanilla at medium speed with electric mixer until smooth. Add eggs and mix until well blended. Then mix pumpkin, cinnamon, and 1 cup of the cream cheese mixture. Spread remaining cream cheese mixture across the bottom of the pie shell and top with the pumpkin layer. Smooth surface to make top level. Bake at 350 degrees for 35 to 40 minutes. Refrigerate 3 hours or chill overnight. makes 8 servings. Chicken Cacciatore by Mary Jo Partica. Mary Jo says, "My son made this recipe for his Italian 3 class, and the kids loved it." Ingredients: 8 chicken legs or thighs, 1 cup chicken broth, approximately half a can, fresh mushrooms, 1 cup sherry or other wine, 1 can pitted black olives, rosemary, garlic salt, fresh garlic, pepper, 1 half cup vinegar, 1 cup olive oil, 1 jar capers. Method: combine all ingredients and chill in the refrigerator for an hour before cooking. Place chicken and its marinade and vegetables in a casserole in the oven and cook uncovered at 350 degrees for an hour and 15 minutes before serving immediately. Peanut Blossom Cookies by Linda J. DeBerardinis. Linda DeBerardinis is treasurer of the Garden State chapter and a member of the New Jersey Scholarship Committee. Linda says, "This recipe has been in my family for as long as I can remember and was just passed down to me last year. I have tasted others that are similar but not as good." Ingredients: 1 half cup margarine or butter, 1 half cup peanut butter, 1 half cup granulated sugar, 1 half cup brown sugar, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 and 3 quarter cups flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 half teaspoon salt, about 3 dozen chocolate kisses. Method: in a large bowl with a wooden spoon or an electric mixer, combine first 6 ingredients in order. Be sure to incorporate each thoroughly before adding the next. Slowly stir in the dry ingredients. Eventually, you may need to use your hands to work in the flour completely. Shape dough into balls by rounded teaspoonfuls. Roll dough balls in additional granulated sugar on a sheet of wax paper. Place them on an ungreased cookie sheet. Bake at 375 degrees for 6 to 8 minutes. Remove from oven and place 1 chocolate kiss on top of each cookie, pressing down firmly. Return cookies to oven and bake for an additional 3 to 5 minutes. It's wise to unwrap all chocolate kisses before removing cookies from the oven the first time. When cookies are done, remove them to a rack to cool completely.